It's described as a $700 billion financial bailout that's being considered now in Washington. That's really not the case, though, says UW-Madison economics professor Don Nichols.
It gives the impression that the taxpayer is going to pay, which is not accurate. You know, we are buying things. We are buying mortgages. And so we're going to own the mortgages. We're not just giving away money. And a lot of those mortgages are good and will pay. But Wall Street's become afraid of them.
So there's no market, the mortgages are cheap, and Nichols says if the crisis is avoided, the government probably will make a good profit on them. John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.